Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean. Hello to the cruise ships down there tonight and around the world via the internet and on the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world too, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the third watch, regardless of who you are, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, to the roughnecks on the oil rigs, regardless of where you're at. To our friends working in Saudi Arabia for Aramco, thank you very much for what you do. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And thanks to all the people that are chiming in tonight. Got 55 people in the chat room tonight, and we appreciate everybody that's chiming in there, and we're trying to acknowledge you as we hear from you. All right, well, this is the hour that we don't normally start out with a guest, but we will start out with a pledge because that's what we do usually. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those 2 points, under God, because this great country of ours, the United States of America, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, even though there are some that don't want you to know that or will just lie to you and say, that's not true, that's just not true. And they also try to change the words in the Pledge of Allegiance so that they don't reflect those 2 words, under God. Now, New Hampshire, we had a primary, and I've got the results right here in front of me, and I'm going to read them. We'll start out with the Democrats. Bernie Sanders up on top. 25.73%, 71,759 votes. He gets 9 delegates. Pete Buttigieg, 68,141 votes, 24.44%. He gets 9 delegates. Then the final person collecting delegates is Amy Klobuchar. She finished in third place. She had 55,164 votes, 19.78% of the vote. How about that? 19.78%. Very good. Third place. Fourth was Elizabeth Warren, single digits. She gets no vote, no delegates. Neither does Joe Biden. Neither does anybody below them. Now, the Republican primary, because yes, they had a Republican primary too. The Republican primary, Donald Trump got 120,000 votes total, 85.49%. He gets all 20 delegates. He beat the former governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weld, who got 9.19%, and the write-in votes after that were more than Joe Walsh or some of the other people got. All right, to the telephone lines we go. I think we got Leonardo Picasso on the line. Is that you there, Leonardo Picasso?
Yeah, I'm feeling the burn. Bernie, what did you, did you feel the burn tonight? That's the question.
I didn't.
I didn't either. I'm a political junkie. I get a big kick out of this because I think Trump's just going to whack them all. But it's kind of interesting. You gotta, as Jerry Maguire said in the movie, you gotta follow the money. And, the one interesting thing about the campaign so far from the insider word is this is the first time in a long time, if not ever, that one political Democrat or one political candidate in the primary is sending large amounts of money to other candidates that he or she is running against. In other words, what I'm saying is that our friend, the oligarch from New York, the great mayor, is dishing out a lot of money to other candidates in order to try to create a balagan and a convention that has to be determined.
Yeah, broker convention. Do you know who also did that? Tom Steyer did that to try to help keep, what the heck was her name? The senator from California, the black senator.
Crash. You know what that was? That was a Tom Steyer campaign right there.
He gave her money. He gave her money to keep in the campaign as long as she did.
Well, it's not unusual that people would get money, but for one candidate to be dishing out millions of dollars to keep other campaign and candidates alive, it's kind of interesting. And the whole thing is just a political interest to me.
Okay, so political junkie, what happens to Joe Biden?
Oh man, how can he revive himself?
He can't.
He can't. And every time he speaks, another 100,000 people in the country go, oh my goodness. He thinks he's going to be alive. He ran out of town. People don't know that. He thinks that he's going to be alive in South Carolina and Nevada, which Nevada comes up next. And then we have the Day of Doom, which is where there's 13 states on that day. It's called Super Tuesday, where then we'll have a better idea of which one. I just can't figure out which one of these people is going to finagle and crookedize their way into the, and everybody wants to talk about the lost sheep, Hillary coming back in, and I don't see that happening. Do you?
No, and I got to go because here comes the music, so thanks for an enlightening conversation. Alrighty, that's Picasso, and you want to find out more about him, he's been posting things over in the Facebook page. Go over there, and you will see him right there. Alrighty, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I heard from them yesterday, got my monthly order of Relief Factor, and I'll tell you what, it just keeps me plugging away, because when I stop taking that stuff, I start to ache, and I mean I do ache, because my problem is arthritis, plus also my ankle. That's I had an ankle replacement a few years ago. But if you're suffering from nagging pain, can't seem to get rid of it, sick and tired of taking whatever it is you're taking that may or may not be working, maybe you don't want to load up on a leave or other things, then here's what you need to do. Okay, you need to go over to my website, the relieffactor.com/captain website. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, sign up for the 3-week quick start program, $19.95. You start out with that. You'll know by the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work, and away you go. It's just that simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website to go to. Okay. We have got, I think we got Dan the Man on the line here. Let's see. Is that you there, sir?
Yeah, it's me.
What's it doing up there? What's it doing up there weather-wise?
It's clear in 31, and we're supposed to get snow starting this afternoon, and then we really dip. I think tomorrow at this time it's going to be -6 degrees.
Wonderful. And cattle moving and road dog are headed your way, and they just heard all that.
Yeah, and I think Friday's high's 10 and the low's 1, but Saturday we're almost up in the 40s. It's extreme. And if your head's sinus prone like mine, and it's a barometer, it's murder.
So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Sir, well, I'll tell you what. Picasso, if Hillary gets in, it has to be after Super Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think once these primaries go into the Deep South, that's when it gets ugly for the Democrats.
Of course it does.
Because, mm-hmm. All right, 2016, if you look at Sanders and Clinton, Clinton won in states that Democrats don't carry in the general election. She mm-hmm. won the Democrat primary in Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi, but they stand no chance. He got trounced in the South,
mm-hmm.
but then again, he beat her in states that Democrats usually carry in the general election, Pennsylvania, Michigan, you know, Ohio, Wisconsin. He beat her everywhere in the Northeast and most of the upper Midwest. Now, every one of these candidates have a major flaw, just a public relations flaw.
Well, I know the answer to where you're going there. You know, in the Bible Belt, which is predominantly the South, a person like a socialist, Bernie Sanders, is going absolutely nowhere.
Right. He's going nowhere. Oh, by the way, the Bible Belt, they say Dixie starts south of U.S. 40 in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big there. You find that. Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, this is it for him. He could never win the Senate race in Indiana. He could never win a governor's race in Indiana. He tried to run statewide once and just fell flat on his face. Nobody even remembers him. His lifestyle, and I hate to say it, well, it'll never sell well to the general public.
Right.
You know, they're keeping his husband out of sight of the media. You never see him run up to the stage holding his husband's hand.
Well, there's been a couple of deals where he's been up on stage, and there's a picture of the two of them kissing, and that really got some interesting reviews.
Oh, that's going to sell well with conservative Southerners,
mm-hmm.
especially African Americans in the South. That will not sell. That'll turn them off.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, Bernie Sanders isn't going to do anything there. I don't know. In the end, they might say, Hillary, can you come back? Or, you know, they might even announce a ticket. You know, right off the bat, it's going to be Clinton Kerry. And the rest of you guys just go home.
Or Klobuchar-Clinton. Klobuchar-Clinton, yeah, just sticks around.
Yeah, I don't know if that would happen. I've been wrong on her all year.
Or Kamala Harris, whose name keeps popping up, because remember, Steyer's the one that gave her money to keep her campaign going as long as it did.
Well, like I've always said, you know, she'd be a great vice presidential candidate. Like I said, you don't buy the car because of the spare tire. I mean, you're seeing now Obama carried that team based on the ability of Joe Biden, which, you know, he never won back in 84 or 88 or any other year that he ran. So, you know, you could, as long as they're a conduit to money, I put them on the ticket. But electorally, she probably couldn't win outside of California. I mean, apparently Biden can't win outside of his home state of Delaware.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of where it's at here. But, yeah, a two heavyweight, because this is it. This is the Jericho crowd for the most part. I mean, Sanders is old. Biden, you know, he's ready. I hate to say it. He's ready for the old folks home.
Yeah, but Bloomberg is older than Biden.
You know, I haven't seen Bloomberg for a while, for probably 6 or 7 years on TV, but he was on TV. He's really aged a lot. He doesn't look much better than Biden. I mean, they have some youth in the Democrat field, but, you know, you get into what they stand for, their ideology. That's scary.
Okay, we got a question here from American Seminole. He's saying, your thoughts of the Democratic Convention coming up in Milwaukee 2020, could it resemble what happened to Chicago in 1968 if Bernie isn't the candidate?
I kind of doubt it. You know, Vietnam was a very strong emotional issue at that time, and I don't see anything. I can see, Sanders delegates walk out, you know, a few protest. I don't see the cops and the hippies in the streets. Vietnam controlled a lot of stuff in 1968. We had a couple of political assassinations in 1968. I hope we never, ever see another year like that. That tore this country apart. That's when the whole fabric of the country started to tear, and we're still dealing with it today. So that's kind of my attitude. I don't think... I don't think that'll happen this time around.
All right, well, let me ask you a question about China. Let's just turn gears here for a second, because you're a China expert. Senator Tom Cotton says he does not trust China.
I wouldn't either. I was really surprised that President Trump said he trusts him and Xi have a really good relationship. You know, I think part of this new virus is probably coming out as a man-made phenomenon, because Wuhan has the virology weapons lab there, level 4. I think something escaped from that lab into the general population, and it's just spread. You can't trust a communist country to be transparent and timely with information, especially information that would hurt that regime. And this is killing their regime over there.
Well, remember, there was an American connection to all this coming out of Harvard University.
Oh, I know. It's amazing how universities and certain corporations, there's no patriotism there. The only thing they care about is the bottom line, money, and a little bit of prestige. You know, we are funding a lot of things still in China that are going to come back to bite us.
What do you suppose that guy that was going to China that got caught with the samples at Logan Airport, what do you suppose he was up to?
I have no idea. I haven't really followed that in depth since I've been back. But that many people over there, and I've always told people, they have 88, Atlanta, Chicago, and Houston. Anything gets out of control, it's going to be hard to manage. And you're finding out that country is so big, it's hard to manage, especially something like that.
Right.
You know, when they quarantined Wuhan, what they did was, it would be like Tampa. You're dumping dirt on the interstate going into Tampa. You're putting boulders actually on the interstate to prevent traffic from going in. And it's been very crude, but that's how they're doing it. I said early on, this isn't right. You quarantine 11 million people in one town based on 200 people having the flu. There was more to it than that.
Well, it's more than one town now. What are we up to, about 60 million people or something like that?
Yeah, and it's on every continent now. But I mean, it's coming out of China. We'll see. They seem to think it'll peak at the end of April. But I don't know. They said today will be the highest day of deaths from that so far. So they think 104 people will die of this coronavirus in China today.
Well, Dan the Man, here comes the music. I want you to stay nice and warm up there. Stay out of the snow. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, sir, and I will talk to you sometime next week.
All right, Dan the Man, everybody up in Lafayette, Indiana. And he said it was 31 degrees. By tomorrow, it'll be 6 below. So Catwoman and Road Dog, you heard all that. In the meantime, coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Hampshire, Democratic primary returns show Joe Biden behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who is leading along with Pete Buttigieg. Biden spoke to reporters in South Carolina.
Just spoke to our folks up in New Hampshire, and they did a good job.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar said she's performed better than expected.
Well, there are still ballots left to count. We have beaten the odds every step of the way.
Also, Senator Mike Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're suspending their campaigns. President Trump signed a bill helping veterans pursue careers in STEM industries, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The White House said the Supporting Veterans in STEM Careers Act will help train veterans for STEM careers. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our first military and veterans news report brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you're sick and tired of going nowhere with your dead-end job or maybe you're looking for a job, you can train to become an aviation maintenance tech and start making $60,000 a year or more, all based on what your God-given ability is. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy. They'll tell you how.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the best thing about the National Aviation Academy is you can go to work and do what you're doing wherever you're at right now and just go to school the other part of the time when you're not working. So they've got night classes or day classes here in Clearwater. At the present time, they only have day classes up there in Concord, Mass., because their campus up there in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, is expanding, but it's been a little slower to come around, I guess just because of where it's at. But they do have the campus in Concord, Mass., daytime classes only. And they do have the campus down here in Clearwater, in Pinellas County, just across the bridge from Tampa. Either way, take a look at them. Website is NAA.edu. NAA.edu. And then after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour, one of their locations, whichever one's closest to you. So it's NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And remember, if you're sick and tired of what you're doing, you want to make some serious money, this is the way to do it. All right, well, the president is releasing his fiscal 2021 budget. It includes a major increase in nuclear weapons spending from both the Defense Department and the agency in charge of managing nuclear warheads, some $46 billion for nuclear weapons programs. And again, this is something that you seem to forget, you know, because there's so much talk about the politics and all that, but we still do have a very active nuclear program, too. Now, also, the Space Force has asked for $15 billion in its first budget request. The Space Force is requesting $15.4 billion in fiscal 2021 to continue building up the fledgling service and keep its weapons priorities on track. That's going to be one to watch, as it's something that's needed. And the military will see another big pay raise under the White House budget for 2021. Service members will see a 3.0 pay increase for 2021 under the federal budget plan unveiled by the White House. This is the first time in a decade the troops have seen consecutive years with salary boosts of at least that mark. This will be the second year in a row. And the military is growing. Some services are getting smaller, but the U.S. military is set to grow by about 5,600 troops across the services and the active and reserve components this year, per the Defense Department 2021 budget request, which was released again on Monday. Now, as you heard here on the program, 109 U.S. troops have now been diagnosed with TBI, traumatic brain injury, after the Iranian missile barrage in Iraq at our air base, the Al-Asad air base out there in what they call the Wild West part of the Al-Anbar province of Iraq. In addition, the U.S. military budget for Afghanistan this time around is the lowest it's been in a decade. Now, with a $14 billion budget request for fiscal year 2021, the U.S. military is set to spend its lowest amount on the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan in nearly a decade. And that's a good thing. By the way, Afghanistan claims the Islamic State was obliterated, but that's not necessarily true. Government forces in Afghanistan said that they obliterated ISIS. But some of the fighters that got away could stage a resurgence because they didn't go very far. And they're still there in the remote mountainous area of eastern Afghanistan. So be careful what you wish for. And by the way, the two soldiers that were killed in the Afghanistan attack, the president cut short his rally up in New Hampshire to travel to the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to meet the bodies being returned from Afghanistan and pay respects to the two U.S. soldiers killed over the weekend in Afghanistan when a soldier dressed in an Afghan Army uniform opened fire with a machine gun. Now, this may or may not have been an Afghani soldier. We still don't know. It's called blue on green. Attacks. We still don't know if this guy was actually a soldier or if he just put the uniform on to do what he did. By the way, Boeing's F-15 program is getting a second life as the U.S. Air Force begins buying new aircraft but it remains to be seen whether or not the company will be able to ring in the international sales of the F-15EX model in a competitive fighter market, since just about everybody's got something going on out there. All right, well, let's drift on over to the telephone line. I want to get Eric in here. This is Eric in Seminole. And, Eric, good morning. You got about 90 seconds, so make it quick.
Yeah, Roger that. As far as the, thanks for taking my call. As far as the nuclear deterrent and their budget getting bumped up, didn't President Obama cut that funding and allow a lot of those warheads and systems to unserviced.
He did.
So you got that. So you got the stuff going on in Afghanistan, ISIS, and you got the stuff going on in Syria. Well, now the Russians in Syria are worried that the Turks are worried about the Turks moving al-Nusra Front members from Idlib province into Libya to start turning and burning going on.
Did you hear what happened yesterday in Syria and Idlib?
I believe some convoy got whacked.
No. It was a helicopter, Syrian helicopter with all aboard. The helicopter was shot down. All aboard were killed. And a couple of days before, they showed these missiles, TOW missiles that they picked up, shoulder-fired missiles, projectiles, that were there with the rebels that they picked up in Idlib. So these were U.S. missles that somehow or another they got their hands on.
Thanks for refreshing my memory on that. Yeah, so was that who gave those shoulder fired man pads to those knuckleheads?
Would have been Barack Obama.
That would have been through the right. So that goes back to Benghazi when people suspect that was a gun. Basically a gun deal, a black ops gun deal gone bad, and they're out there to recover those weapons systems that were part of the covert sale.
And those missiles that disappeared found their way to Syria.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is, tangled web we weave. Now, mm-hmm. lastly, as far as service members, 109 TBI diagnosis, I would hope that if that they're true, in fact, traumatic brain injuries as a result of concussions or concussive blast effects or whatever from the rockets, that people, that the powers that be, particularly platoon commanders, battalion commanders, start giving write-ups for Purple Hearts for those cats, because TBIs may not, those symptoms may present gradually, and then all of a sudden, wham, bam, thank you, man.
I know it.
The service member's incapacitated is going to require even additional therapies other than what is basically given through the veterans' health care system or even the military medical system.
Yep.
Just want to end with that, sir. Just want to say thanks for taking my call and simplify.
All right, and good luck to your boys. Always tell them hello for me. All righty, and that's Eric in Seminole, and I really appreciate him and his boys. I bet both of his boys, by the way, the one that's the Marine, and I believe the he called him the corporal, but I think he's on the fast list for promotion to sergeant, maybe a sergeant right now. And the other young man who got hurt in the Corps and had to be released medically, who's now been able to work himself back into shape, and I'm not sure what he's going to do. He may get back into the Marines. We'll see. But anyway, there you go. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll have a lot more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Snake Boogie for you to bring you in this hour's Truckers Highway and Byway Report. That'll wake you up and get your toes jumping now, won't it? Alrighty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch of Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, wherever it's at. You see those pulling on the third watch. Tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, you will get a nice hot free cup of coffee as a result. Now, there are several storms moving from the southern plains into the Ohio Valley through today into tomorrow, and they'll continue the threat for heavy rainfall and flash flooding. Now, this snow line, this cold weather snow line, right now is all the way into New England. Just from the last hour to this hour, it's moved that far, coming out of and now including El Paso, Texas. Wow. So, and we'll get into all that in a minute. Now, the greatest risk for severe storms comes today into tonight from the Tennessee Valley all the way down to the Gulf Coast, where it is possible to have some severe thunderstorms and some just absolutely gully washer rains coming through parts of the Deep South. Now, there is also to the north of this system, and I just talked about it with Dan DeMann up there in Lafayette, Indiana. He said that starts tomorrow, and I can see where it's coming your way, but wintry precipitation, a mix, could be snow, could be sleet, could be freezing rain, could be all of the above, will stretch all the way from Texas down by El Paso, draw a 45-degree angle, and go all the way into New England, and that's what's going on right now with that system. Now, it's not the only one that's there. Up in the north, we had a storm come across a couple days ago out of the northwest, told you about it, moved over into Montana. That system right now has got snow across most of Montana, just a general snow, nothing all that drastic. It's got high winds in western North Dakota, high winds around Rapid City, South Dakota, high winds in the northeastern corner of Colorado tonight, and moving over into and Wyoming, too, by the way. Wyoming, you got winds. But then you got snow halfway across North Dakota from the Canadian line all the way down to Bismarck, all the way down to South Dakota, then straight down South Dakota all the way down to the central northern part of Nebraska to include I-80, where you got snow right now. It looks like from Lincoln all the way to Omaha and then into Iowa right now, about 40 or 50 miles, and it's also on the Iowa section of I-29 up through Sioux City and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You've got a winter storm warning all the way up to Fargo, North Dakota, further up north towards Canadian border. Western part of Minnesota tonight, southwestern corner of Minnesota. I believe that's Worthington down there. You've got a winter storm warning there. You've got the possibility for more snow to drop across Minnesota today and tonight. You've got snow up in the upper peninsula of Michigan. You might have some snow, but it looks of it here right now in Duluth, Minnesota. Just as I was looking at this, it looked like the radar turned over in Duluth, Minnesota on me. And then also the snow that's coming out of New Mexico to include almost all the way I-10 across to El Paso, and then the from Alamogordo north going up I-25 for about 150 miles or thereabouts to south of Albuquerque, but not into Albuquerque tonight. You've also got snow going across over into the southeastern corner of New Mexico, which means it's over there in the White Sands Missile Range. Goes on over towards Midland on I-20. And then it picks up a weird angle. They quit snowing over there in Amarillo. However, it goes across, it looks like Lubbock is getting some snow. It looks like Plainview, you're getting some snow. It looks like the southwestern corner of Oklahoma to include just west of Oklahoma City, but going up through the southeastern corner of Kansas to include Emporia, amongst other places, and Wichita. And then going up into the central part of Missouri to include Springfield tonight, along I-70, you got snow, and let's see, it goes up into Chicago, just south of Chicago, and then it goes over down into Champaign, and you got snow over in Indiana tonight. You got some snow in Iowa. You've got some snow in Indiana, let's see, north of Lafayette and the northern part of Ohio And then all along the central, from I-90 north, let's just put it that way, from I-90 north, going over to the central New York State, Utica, New York, all the way to the Canadian border. You've got snow tonight. And then you've got snow in New England as well. So that's what it's looking like. And then you got the rain in the south. Be aware of the fact. And by the way, we've got some patchy fog tonight down here in Florida and along I-75 and I-10. So be careful out there in the highways and byways. Lots of stuff to keep you busy. All righty. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
Now, what on earth took place in Syria yesterday? I'm being told that some of those missiles that we saw the Syrians show off over the weekend that were a U.S. issue may have taken down a Syrian helicopter, killing everybody aboard.
Well, I don't know what munitions you're speaking of. I did see
they were man pads. They were man pads similar to what was reported to be in Libya at one time.
Yeah, I'd have to really look into that to see what that really was. I got a picture the other day that looked like it was U.S. made. As it turns out, it were parts that the United States sold to Britain, and Britain had left behind some mortars. But anyway, you know, people tend to forget that there's still a war going on in Syria. And a rebel group is still fighting in a big, huge way in and around Idlib.
Yep.
And they claim to have shot down a regime, meaning a Syrian regime, attack helicopter. I actually did see the video on that one. Which is, you know, okay with me. I mean, these people are, you've got innocent people that are, you know, innocent citizens that are still being killed by the regime. So, nobody seems to care. We don't even report on Syria anymore.
No, the only reports you hear about Syria are usually coming from the Syrians or maybe Turkey, because Turkey's up to their eyeballs in there now.
Well, we handed it off to Turkey to deal with it. But the regime, apparently, the Syrian regime is getting a little, going even more sideways, if that's possible. And they had unleashed a bombardment against a military base in Idlib that ended up killing five Turkish soldiers. Last week it was eight Turkish soldiers. So
yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the regime, the Syrian regime is a problem here, and Bashar al-Assad has got to go. I don't care what Tulsi Gabbard has to say.
And also, Libya, Turkey's in Libya right now, too, or wanting to be.
No, they're there, and so are the Russians.
Okay, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, going to the top of the hour break. And after we come back from the news and your stations identify themselves and pay some of their bills and all that good stuff, we'll be back. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, don't forget Two Guys Gun Show coming up this weekend, Oldsmar Flea Market.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.